Breakfast over, I made my way ashore. The Nautilus had gone a few more miles during the night. It lay well out, a good league from the coast, which was crowned by a sharp peak 400 to 500 meters high. In addition to me, the skiff carried Captain Nemo, two crewmen, and the instruments, in other words, a chronometer, a spyglass, and a barometer. During our crossing, I saw numerous baleen whales belonging to the three species unique to these southernmost seas, the bowhead whale, or right whale, according to the English, which has no dorsal fin, the humpback whale, from the genus Balaenoptera, in other words, winged whales, beasts with wrinkled bellies and huge whitish fins that, genus name regardless, do not yet form wings, and the finback whale, yellowish-brown, the swiftest of all cetaceans. This powerful animal is audible from far away when it sends up towering spouts of air and steam that resemble swirls of smoke. Herds of these different mammals were playing about in the tranquil waters, and I could easily see that this Antarctic polar basin now served as a refuge for those cetaceans too relentlessly pursued by hunters. I also noted long, whitish strings of salps, a type of mollusk found in clusters, and some jellyfish of large size that swayed in the eddies of the billows. By 9 o'clock we had pulled up to shore. The sky was growing brighter. Clouds were fleeing to the south. Mists were rising from the cold surface of the water. Captain Nemo headed toward the peak, which he no doubt planned to make his observatory.